KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A White Earth man has died following a short pursuit of an ATV by Becker County. The Becker County Sheriff's Office says a deputy was on patrol in the village of White Earth on Friday afternoon when he identified the driver of a passing ATV as 47-year-old Michael James Azure. Azure's driving privileges were reportedly revoked, and the deputy activated his emergency lights. Azure then fled the area, disappearing onto a gravel trail. The deputy then ended the pursuit, according to the sheriff's office. Minutes after the pursuit ended, deputies found the abandoned ATV in a field. Azure was found unresponsive nearby in a wooded area and was pronounced dead at the scene. His body was transported to the Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy, with the cause of death remaining under investigation. Northland firefighters had another busy weekend as dry weather continues. Near Lake Bemidji State Park, around 8 acres burned Saturday night as crews worked to contain the blaze. The fire that prompted an overnight road closure was contained by early Sunday morning. Leanne Langeberg works for the Minnesota Incident Command System out of Grand Rapids. The state is currently at a level 4 for wildfire response preparedness, nearing the top of the scale during Minnesota's peak fire season.
5 being that most extreme level where resources are running short locally, and we need to start reaching out to a broader network, whether that would be our regional network or even nationally.
April and May are typically the busiest months for Minnesota wildfires, with April typically seeing more acreage burned in grass fires. Langeberg says May can become more hazardous for the forest during the spring dip.
Those trees are starting to produce more energy ahead of that budding process. And with that additional energy that they have stored up, they become more prone to wildfires, less able to ward off a wildfire.
Throughout the state, there have been nearly 600 reported wildfires burning 5,400 acres since the beginning of the year, which is slightly below the 10-year average. The Ghost Lake film, recently featured on KAXE's Area Voices, will continue production in a different location. On Friday, the day the film was set to begin production on the Boy Fort Band of Chippewa's Lake Vermilion Reservation, the band announced on social media that its tribal council had revoked its support of the film being produced there. The band says the council decision to revoke the approval was based on unspecified allegations against an unnamed individual closely affiliated with the film's production. The statement says the council did not come to the decision lightly, and they continued to, quote, support the goal of the filmmakers to shed light on the fentanyl crisis impacting Indian country. Jacob White is part of the Ghost Lake production team and says the filming will take place in Ely instead. White says the team, quote, respects the band's decision. It has been over a year since 600 miners were laid off by Cleveland Cliffs. With no indication of when Minorca or Hibbing Taconite might reopen, Iron Range leaders are beginning to sound the alarm. Megan Buffington has the story.
For Barb Colmy, history is repeating itself 40 years later. The Nashwaukee-Watton School Board Vice Chair clearly remembers when the Butler Taconite mine closed. Hers was one of the families impacted. "The ups and downs of mining are part of living on the range," was a common refrain last month in Chisholm at an event hosted by the Range Association of Municipalities and Schools. But Colmy says the region never fully recovered from the 1980s downturn. Part of the reason Rams put on the meeting is that this time is different.
"Not because mining is going away, but because the industry is changing."
Commissioner of Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation, Ida Rukavina.
"At the end of the day, we're working with a finite resource. So that's why it is very important to be thinking not just about next year, but 5, 10, and 20 years down the road."
At the meeting, the IRRR offered its outlook of the next few years. The main takeaway was that less production means less money on the horizon for local governments. Hibbing Mayor Pete Hajduk told the room he's concerned, but he's not in a panic.
"It is about partnerships. Nobody can do this on their own anymore. Those days are gone."
Rams hosted the same event Monday night in Virginia and has a third planned for Wednesday in Aurora. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.